Time now for a Left of Lansing Friday short on this February 2nd of 2024. News broke this week that I'm sure is sending shockwaves throughout the donor class in both Michigan and Washington, D.C. According to the Detroit Free Press's Todd Spangler, Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib announced that she has raised a remarkable $3.7 million in the final 3 months of 2023. To put that in stark terms, fellow Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, who as of right now appears to be in the driver's seat to become the Democratic Party nominee for the U.S. Senate seat that's being vacated by Debbie Stabenow, raised $2.8 million during that same period. So Rashida raised almost $1 million more than Alyssa Slotkin, who's running for a U.S. Senate seat. And Rashida Tlaib raised such a high sum of cash despite relentless attacks by the extreme racist and misogynistic right wing, and she raised that money while being hung out to dry by some in her own party. Tlaib, who became the first Palestinian-American elected to Congress in 2018, was censured by the Republican majority, who were joined by 22 other Democrats when she used the phrase "from the river to the sea" in a statement where she was standing up for Palestinians who've been under siege by Israeli defense forces in response to the Hamas terrorist attacks back on October 7th. Now, some argue that the phrase "from the river to the sea" is an anti-Semitic declaration for the elimination of Israel. Tlaib countered that the phrase is a phrase calling for a peaceful coexistence of Palestinians and Israelis, while also calling for an end of Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip. Now, there are arguments on both sides of the meaning of the statement or how it could be misconstrued. However, in a recent statement in which he denounced the formation of a two-state solution, right-wing extremist Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, defended his military's bombardment of the Gaza Strip by saying, and I quote, "Israel has to control the entire area from the river to the sea." Where was the uproar? Where were the numerous resolutions reprimanding and condemning Netanyahu for using the exact same phrase? All you heard were crickets. Israeli defense forces have killed over 25,000 Palestinians since the October 7th attacks and kidnappings by Hamas. Tlaib condemned the Hamas attacks, and she also called out Israel for its indiscriminate killings of her fellow Palestinians. She's described both acts as war crimes, but because she has the guts to be critical of Netanyahu's extreme killings of her people, she's viewed as the enemy. Yet with the money she's raising, Rashida Tlaib is showing that maybe her calls for a ceasefire and an end to the violence is kind of popular with her constituents. Now, in that same Detroit Free Press article, actor Hill Harper and Dearborn businessman Nasser Beydoun both said they were offered millions by Israeli backers to primary Tlaib. However, both declined, and Harper is running in that U.S. Senate primary against Alyssa Slotkin instead. Rashida Tlaib is viewed as a threat by the donor base, not only because of her popular stance against what's happening in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, but also because she stands up for people. She's viewed as an enemy of the defense contractors who want us supporting that crazy Netanyahu's push for war, war, war. She's a trusted backer of union rights and stood with the United Auto Workers in their strike against the Big Three last year. By the way, the UAW has also called for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. She works hard for the people in her district against polluters who've damaged her districts for years, and she works hard for water rights. And even if people disagree with some of her tactics, there's no doubting that Rashida Tlaib always has the interest of those who can't afford lobbyists in the front of her mind. So it's no wonder why Rashida Tlaib is raising quite the war chest. She fights for people. She fights for what's right, which scares the hell out of her critics. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is my email address. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and the Facebook. Please subscribe to Left of Lansing wherever you get your podcast, and subscribe to leftoflansing.com too.